Off the cuff. Hey there, Jed Coburn is here.
What the fuck happened?
Dude,
no, like, I can't take the abuse anymore.
Can.
Oh, you didn't start it?
Yeah, I heard the thing.
Okay,
I don't know.
Guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, the confusion is because I thought we started. Okay, Cody Skoke's dead.
Right.
Like, we'll just continue. There it is. We're just going.
Yeah, we've already started a conversation, but we'll just roll into it.
But no, so like today, man, I would have been here like an hour ago, but I had my part-time person massaging me so we can get through the next step. Right?
Oh, for
so
him like, to learn
her,
shit?
Her. Yeah, like, dude, my body is wrecked. This girl can push. Like,
nice.
My abs are like kind of fucked. But I'm whoa, she was, you know, how is it? I'm like, my body hurts, but in a good way. Like she did great. I was,
Hell, and she's
like, oh, thank you. I'm like, no, you have no idea how cool this is. Like, I massage people how I want a massage made, like to be done, and I better freaking hurt. Like that's how it works. Deep tissue massage is literally.
But right, if you're trying to like really work some shit out, you don't feel that initial relief right away.
No. No,
it comes,
and it might get worse before it gets better too, because you're gonna be sore, and now you know you got a good solid massage out of the deal, and like Cobra massage therapy, that literally the core value of Cobra massage therapy is deep tissue massage, like deep tissue. If I could put it, sum it up into two words, it would be deep tissue. That's it. Like that's the specialty. You're gonna come into that room, and if you can't achieve depth, then there's no fucking reason for you to be a massage therapist at that place. Like,
right.
That's it to me. So like, and she crushed it. Like I was really excited. I'm like, if we can tighten up the screws a little bit on, you know, just the nuancey stuff. But for the most part, dude, I'm thoroughly impressed. And I have two.
Well, that's probably your core fucking deal is if like you just said, like if you, like, first things first, can you hit deep tissue?
Right. Yeah.
And then the rest we can work on.
I'll teach you,
know?
You whatever
but
you need
at the
to
same
know.
In the same concept, if you can't hit that deep tissue, even if you have all the nuances, fuck, what's it worth?
No, bye.
Like, so the first things first is the being
depth,
able to hit
man.
Where you need to hit.
Yep. And that was really cool.
God damn it, Bradley. These are the things
oh,
I was
sure.
talking about stuck to his feet.
That's from, like an oak tree, isn't it?
Oh, dude, I don't know what the fuck these trees are out here, but yeah, he was caked with them earlier, and he just all of a sudden he would be walking and he would just stop and he'd start licking his paws, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? So I started pulling him off him, but now he's got them all over the couch and shit like that. But,
dogs totally love it. Yeah. Well, so for anybody listening, I'll just throw the ask, please share. It's been really cool watching the analytics. I know it's been 2 weeks, but.
Yeah.
Today, when I texted you before, it was at 1.8, so 1,800 impressions. I didn't look today, but man, I was like, holy crap! People are searching.
Yeah.
You know, people are searching
somehow.
No,
that's fucking great.
And finding, you know, what's going on.
And
so,
I fucking need that. Fucking name.
We're getting there. Like, people are finding the podcast, so please keep sharing. We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
Tell people about it. If there's any value you're finding, we appreciate the hell out of it because, you know, while it seems like...
Minor in comparison to, like, you know, these major podcasts, but I mean, like, it's every major podcast starts somewhere.
Oh, well, and everybody gives up, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody gives up. So, like... You know, too many people think, well, man, I didn't get 100,000 downloads, so why keep going? That's not, you know, nothing's an overnight success.
Yeah, no.
Talk to them. They've been at it for years before they pop up.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, unless you already are a celebrity status type individual and, like, you know, you already have a platform.
Yeah.
But when neither one of us is a celebrity of any kind.
But even those celebrities weren't celebrities.
No. But like they're overnight celebrities, sure. But just with the podcast deal, unless you already had a platform.
Right.
And then like, so a lot of these people now are just starting podcasts because they already have a platform.
Right.
And they know that their fan base will suck to that.
Yep.
They can be an overnight success.
Yep.
They can do a couple episodes and have sponsors and shit like that. Because they just believe in their platform or whatever.
And their
it is.
Following's already there.
Yeah.
We don't have a following.
No,
well, we're starting to gain one, which is fine,
which is pretty fucking cool.
But we don't have the millions of followers, but whatever, you know, people are definitely listening and sharing, and somebody's searching. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
It would be nice. I don't know what I'm doing enough for what we're doing enough to figure out where they're coming from, but shit, bring them on, you know?
No, I don't care who the hell it is. If they like listening to me gab, I don't care.
Right. Man, same. Fucking,
and to be honest, man, I'll even like, if you guys even know me, you can come sit in front of me and listen to me gab. Some right. nights, you know, like sometimes right. like I'll just sit there. If you really want me to, I'll just sit there and just talk my thoughts. My wife gets to hear enough of that as it is.
Right. Same. It's like always talking.
Yeah. Why are you always sometimes talking? I'm just talking to myself. Yeah. And if anyone's around hearing it, like,
yep.
Well, I mean, I'm talking to Bradley.
Sure. Absolutely. Quote unquote. Yeah.
But it's basically just talking so I can hear some sometimes out loud. Yeah. Like, because sometimes like when I'm quiet and whatnot, like when I'm just thinking of shit, it doesn't resonate near as much as if my ears actually hear it.
Yeah.
Like I sometimes I got to just talk out loud.
Yep.
And I realize shit a lot differently. And
yep. Whatnot. How's that sound? What is that?
Yeah. Idea? Like, is that actually yeah. fucking, you know, like, cause sometimes yep. I say some prophetic shit and like, yeah. If I think it doesn't resonate with me near as much as when I hear myself say it. I'm like, great. Fuck. And a lot, but now sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying prophetic shit every night.
Yeah, yeah. You,
but like, it's like a diamond, like rambly, a diamond but, in a lot of shit. A lot yep, of times, you know. Yep. But sometimes, man, even I amaze myself where I'll stop myself. Like, wait a minute,
right?
Like, that's actually pretty fucking.
Did that work?
That's out
that,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's out
there. I think I like that.
Yep. I did come up with. I've been writing topics down. Right. I know it's off the cuff. That's what we do. But we've been watching. Let's see. We've been watching trying to watch Twins baseball. Do you watch baseball at all?
I do not.
And that's okay. Like, not many people, you know, crank into some baseball, but.
I've been to a game. For but sure. That was like, it was a bad experience.
Oh, really?
This was years and years and years and years ago. So in my fucking day. But yeah, I was driving to the cities
because
I got invited to a Twins game. From an ex-girlfriend's father, stepdad.
Okay.
And on my way there, I got pulled over, and I had a bunch of drugs on me, and I ate them all.
Oh.
So when I got to that game, bro, when I tell you, I was fucking, hey, man, how you doing? Hi, hey.
Damn. What?
Like, I was just fucking spun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that game is a blur to me, but I do still fucking remember going. But yeah, it was not a good experience.
Well, we used to go, so before kids, we used to go to that Metrodome, right? The big inflatable toilet.
Yeah.
And they were cheap. The tickets were, and I mean, not crazy.
I think
but
at
they
this
were,
time they weren't expensive either. Like, I don't think this guy would have brought me there if they were expensive.
Right.
Like they weren't Viking tickets.
No,
know? Yeah.
But it was still a good time. We went, you know, to a few games before kids, right? Have some kids and that'll stop that. But and we used to watch, we used to know all the teams, all the players.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, wow, okay, you know, this is Joe Mauer era. This was
like the
Justin Morneau. This was, you know, like people who watched
the
Twins.
The Mauer Soda Twins.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah, like that was that era of baseball we watched. And now I couldn't tell you one name, you know, because shit happens with, you know, life. But the other part of that is if you actually tried to watch a Twins game, if you don't have like basic cable, like, you know, our basic cable companies around here, if we have streaming like we have, like we stream like
Everything now.
Right.
Like if you don't have to pay for the cable.
Yeah.
And so, you've got these weird little fucking Roku things, live TV. Yep.
That's what
and,
we have. Yeah. So we have the Roku things and we have Hulu. And I'm like, well, let's watch baseball. It's got to be on. It'll show you that it's on, but you have to like go and to this one and get this subscription. And then you have to get this subscription.
Money, man. Money.
An extra $80 total. Not counting your Hulu subscription, it's $80 extra.
Just
I figured
for the,
it out.
The pass
just to watch the Twins game. How fucked up was that? Yeah,
fuck that. That's like watching a fucking UFC card.
Yeah.
Like fuck, not a fight pass card, but like the actual pay per view cards nowadays. Yeah.
So just for the season, and you probably have to pay extra.
Is
for
it
post
80
season.
For the season?
Per
though?
Month? No, it's per month.
Oh,
80 a month
that,
because you're doing subscription based. shit.
If it was like for the season, I could see that because there is quite baseball. They have quite a few games.
A lot of games. So like it's per month, $80 extra per month.
Fuck you, dude.
And then you get MLB. You get blah blah blah. I want to watch.
Do it.
You know what? You know what I have to do.
But
right
ESPN
now?
Plus was like I think like $10 a month, and you can't even get it on there.
No, it's like exclusive to like Bally Sports North, or like or MLB app, or like
sucks.
All of these stupid subscription based shit.
Yeah, but you could get basic cable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but even basic cable, I guess, isn't that cheap anymore. No, internet and cable together, I'd pay like $130 bucks. Yeah.
Right. So, like, I'm like, fuck all this. So, what I'm going to resort to, I'm going to turn on the AM radio.
There you go. Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's free.
Because they
there. When I was sitting in jail, man, every day, was it Sunday or whatever day it was when I was in doing laundry?
Sure.
Yeah, man, it was full free.
Yeah,
and I was sitting inside. AM you know, radio, dude. I was in the belly of the beast at the time, and I still knew the scores. Man.
I know.
I mean, but and I always wanted to listen to like this was still in the time of 1410.
Sure.
But I guess 1410 isn't a fucking thing anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't fucking know. I last time I tried to find it, I couldn't find it. But at this time, it was anyway, and but every time there was a Twins game on, it was no longer.
Isn't that crazy?
Your classic rock.
It was so like AM radio. That's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yep,
like old school shit. Turn it on and watch the Twins. So that was like a mini thing. I was just like, I just come up with some stuff. I'm like, man, have you ever tried to fucking watch a Twins game in 2024?
Dude, it's expensive, I guess. Because you can't. Unless you've got cable, I guess. Yeah.
You want to, but then who has, you know, a cable line? You know, I mean, there's some people who still do.
I do.
Okay, for sure. So you do. We don't because we just stream it all. I'm like,
I got cable just because of, like, at the time when I got my internet, it was like they said something about I couldn't have one without the other.
Oh, okay.
And, like, but I'm pretty sure if I canceled my cable now, they would still allow me to keep my internet
you can have that,
but it was like for the beginning of it I needed both to hook up or some shit. I don't know. I remember being pretty fucking pissy about it when I first got it.
Sure.
But and at that time though I didn't I'm not that tech savvy.
Yeah.
So but like this TV here,
yeah,
like what's on right now is live TV.
Okay.
It's like a Roku TV.
Oh,
and
sure.
then like in the bedroom we have a Roku on that one too. Yeah. So like I could stand to probably lose just my cable
because
I don't really watch too much of it anyway.
And
but
that's what we did. And we actually have bunny ears on one of the we have Roku sticks on all of them. We have bunny ears on one because you get like the Create channel. You ever seen that one?
No.
It's a cool, like, Bob Ross is on that one.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So, old Bob Ross episode.
Well, I don't actually have fucking, like my only other station that I have, like in my recents, it's because when we would go to work and shit, I always put on Paws and Claws.
Oh, yeah.
For Bradley. You know, Pitbulls and Parolees is on there, my evil cat. So, every morning before we would leave, every morning, like, I bring Bradley out.
Yeah.
He comes back in, I give him his treat, and he curls up on this couch, and that blanket that's on that chair, I cover him with.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll lay here and watch fucking whatever that is. It's like their Animal Planet.
Okay.
You know, whatever the fuck that is. Yep. But now that's not really a thing anymore either.
Right.
Like, I mean, not the Animal Planet, but just like us doing that. Cause,
yeah.
I mean, kind of big news, I guess. We are both temporarily, like, we're not working anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know, man. She's starting her own cleaning business.
Okay.
And I'm going to go out on my own, too, for the summer and kind of like freelance because I've got work that I can do job to job and still make money. But, like, even if I fucking fail, I have there's an offer for not just like a dollar. I mean, and like, I wouldn't sit here and shit talk BB because I love the place.
Yeah, same.
I bled for that place for the last 5 years and I love everyone that I worked with there.
Yeah.
They've done a lot for me. Shit, they introduced me to my wife.
Right, exactly.
I have nothing
but
good things to say about them except for that fact that they're limited on what they can pay.
Sure. You know? Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's all jobs, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, and it's a, you know, but it has that vibe when you're there too. You know, like when you're there, you realize you're not working for a huge corporate,
right,
publicly traded company.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like it has them advantages, the advantages of that though.
Yeah.
And they pay your health insurance. Yep. They are wonderful, bro. Yeah. I can't thank them enough.
Yep.
But
yep.
At the end of the day, for what I was doing there every single day, for what I was doing for them,
yeah,
and what I was doing, what I was putting myself through,
yeah.
It, and then like all of a sudden, like my like a 17, like this is a true story. I can't yeah. tell you like on air who yeah, what yep. where, how but whatever. Yep. But a buddy's 17-year-old daughter goes mm-hmm. and starts a job.
Yeah.
First job ever, and they're making not a dollar more than me, not $2, yeah. not $4 more sure. an hour than me. And it yep. just it's embarrassing at a yep. point where I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like, so even if I try this on my own and yeah. I fail,
yeah.
I've come out ahead, yeah. you know, like, so, and I
what do, kind of work will you be doing?
It, like, so right now I'm thinking like so for the summer,
yeah,
I'm going to buy like a pressure washer and shit like that. And cool. I can wash houses.
Yeah.
Gutters mostly because okay. like nobody wants to clean gutters.
No.
Nobody Zero. Does. And yep. like, that alone, like I'm not like, I could probably, and as I go on, I'll probably be able to diagnose gutter issues and
yeah,
fucking
yeah. Yep.
fix a gutter here and there. But like, cause I'm pretty savvy with my shit, but
yeah.
like, even if like, depending on the pitch of the house, the size of the house, you can get $100 a house.
Yeah.
Cause nobody wants to do it.
Zero.
And yep. like, it affects your house.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
Well, you can get water right simple. Back in your
yeah, house. It's yeah. simple, man. Yeah. It's simple shit. Like yeah. even like that will be part of it. And then yeah. like, you know, like I said, I can pressure wash houses too and shit
Hell
like that.
Yeah.
Also freelance. I'm concrete like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like yep. granted, my body isn't quite up to it, but sure. I still like I've got buddies who do concrete yep. who need help yep. this summer.
Yeah.
So I just more or less I wanted to get out of the factory for the summer
yes,
and
sir.
Kind of leave myself open for opportunity.
Yeah.
And this podcast is another thing,
yeah.
another good opportunity. Like
right.
if we can keep going at it like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm more dedicated than ever to this.
Yeah. 'Cause
if this is even a remote chance of becoming
right.
a revenue, like a revenue stream.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll do
yeah,
this
dude.
Too.
Exactly.
We're not there yet. We're a ways away from that. Obviously,
hey,
but who knows?
All it takes is one day,
right.
one episode,
who
one.
Fucking
you know,
knows,
exactly.
man. Yeah, something to just like go viral and light it up.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like I just couldn't do that anymore
yeah.
for what I was getting paid, and it was, I just it was it got to a point too where I was just laying awake every night staring at the ceiling. I wasn't
sure.
getting sleep. I was starting. It was starting
so,
to affect my health.
I have noticed the car is still here when I'm taking off in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, well.
I don't take notice in like what's
well,
going
yeah, but
on.
You just you. I notice my surroundings,
dude, right?
man, and like yeah, like the, just from it, we literally just got done on Wednesday.
Okay,
so it's been kind of one of them deals. Like
okay.
it's only been a couple of days
yeah.
where we've been off.
That is
but
awesome.
Now, like, and I'm taking a couple of days here to myself to
yeah.
meditate, fucking so kind of get back to ground zero.
Yeah.
And then Monday, she's going to start. She's having her cleaning business. She's going to start. She has a couple people already lined up she has to go meet with.
What kind of cleaning?
Like house cleaning.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. And she loves cleaning. Like, look at my fucking
oh,
place.
Dude.
This woman can
yes.
keep my ass clean. You know what I mean?
Let me talk to my wife. Like,
hey, dude.
For real.
She fucking, she's.
In, okay.
Yeah, she's going to start her own cleaning business. She'll be running, like. She's just starting out, obviously, so
yeah.
she's not going to be at that. Get in now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, eventually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, because she's not going to start
yeah.
where the every other cleaning company is because
sure.
she's just starting out.
No,
she's
got to
get
like,
a client base,
yes.
get this shit going.
Yeah.
So if you get in now, she'll be cheaper than
yeah.
she will be, say,
well,
years down the line.
Regardless, like, it. That is a needed service.
Yeah, oh,
like,
for
absolutely
sure. And she's
needed.
Good at
yeah.
it, man. She's
yes.
good
that's,
fucking at it.
So here. I love the fact that you two are doing this, and let
We're
me tell
trying,
you why,
man.
Right? Let me tell you why. Okay, remember when we first started working together?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just paint a little picture. We
yeah.
got really good at doing what nobody else would fucking want
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, and that's where this gutter clean,
yes.
like, I'm always looking at shit.
Yeah.
Okay, what do people hate doing?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be the best fucking at
Dude,
that.
Like, that's do you like we you and I were Like, nobody wanted to wash parts.
Nobody thought that was
going to be a viable option.
No.
Everybody hated deburring running
boards. Everyone hated the wash like, in general.
Like, everything about it. They're like, this is not even the glamorous. Like, this, no, why the fuck are we here?
Work ain't always glamorous.
No, but here's the thing. You get really good at doing the stuff that nobody wants to do, and what does that make you?
Dude, it makes you valuable.
Valuable as fuck.
Yes,
like,
100%.
I'm so excited. Like, you can hear me. Like,
that day, oh yeah,
I'm
dude.
So excited for you
so
guys.
So that's why right now, and we fuck kind yeah. of, we have this, we have like a rare opportunity to where like at the moment, if this wasn't an overnight thing,
sure.
obviously, like
yeah.
we've got, we've planned for it.
Yes.
Like, so at very least for this summer.
Yeah.
At very least for the summer, I know for a fact, if we didn't make a dollar,
yeah.
our bills are still paid.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I know that, like, as long as we're not frivolous with
yeah.
our money, we're going to be fine.
Yep.
And we're not really. We just, like, food, bills,
yeah.
boom.
That's all you
that's
guys,
it,
that's how
man.
You guys live very simple, which
yes.
is, like,
and
what nobody else does either. They
so,
want the latest car.
Oh, no.
They want the best
that,
fucking
dude.
House.
Both my,
want,
I got two dude. Vehicles out there right now that are both paid for.
Wait,
you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So, like,
yes.
We,
live within
we,
your means and you'll be great.
We give a, I mean, like, we get away with murder as it is, living where we do and how
yeah.
we do and shit
yeah.
like that. So, I don't know, man. I just, it, we, I just see an opportunity and I laid awake too many nights
yeah.
staring at the ceiling with anxiety.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to go back anymore.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that, like, I wasn't good at what I did. It
yeah.
wasn't none of that. I just, I didn't want to wait another decade and
yeah.
then be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I wish I would have tried. You know, like this
if
way.
Not
even
now,
if, yes.
then when?
Yeah,
right?
And if I
fuck,
did,
yeah.
yeah, if I fail, I fail. Fuck it. Then I still
yeah,
go
dude.
Into a different manufacturing
yeah.
environment, make more money,
yeah.
and then I can actually insure us both.
Sure.
Once
dude.
We're married, like it,
yeah.
bam, done.
So what I so at BB like. Never, I'm never going to shit talk them because
no,
a lot of
them.
People do, and I'm not going
no,
to.
No, and I love
because
them to death,
my
man.
First year of business, massage therapy, personal training, all that
yep.
stuff, right? Jess did not want me to do it. Like, I'm not saying she wasn't supportive,
but
she
you know,
was
it's
like,
not,
holy shit.
Right.
You know, we have a mortgage, you have three kids, you're married.
Right.
She's like, what if?
And trust me, my anxiety has flared. A
yeah.
couple times because
yeah.
it goes from a trusted, like a company that I actually do love to
yeah.
work for.
Absolutely.
I didn't necessarily like love how shit was going at the time, but I still love the company I worked
you.
For.
Yeah.
And they're a great company
yeah.
to work for. Anybody in the area, if you want to
yeah.
like a company who supports you,
yep.
they've supported me more than I've ever had support. Like, bruh, like I'm
yeah.
sober today partially because
yeah.
of them, man. Like they
no joke.
Been amazing to me.
So my first year, like I was saying, like my first year, I told Jess, I said, if I miss one bill, my first year of business,
yeah,
I will quit. I promise
there
you.
You go.
I will quit. I will shut down whatever I'm
and
doing.
We'll go
and
back
I'll go
to
back to BB,
a more reliable
yep.
paycheck.
And
yeah.
BB was the place. It still
yes.
is the place. I know in my heart, I will always have a job there.
Yeah.
So my plan B is not. I don't have one anymore. But like the plan B for that first year. Was if I fail at this and miss one bill, that's it. I didn't give myself any more grace. It wasn't
right.
like it was like all or none. Like
yeah.
fuck, dude, I can't. And then you know she agreed to that. It's not like she said no, don't do it. But there was no yes.
But
go
there's
ahead.
Always
you know,
anxiety,
like,
man.
Exactly.
Like, it's, and like even like as my quit date kept coming closer
yeah.
and closer, like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you. Like, you know, like I definitely like my fucking stomach started fucking
yeah.
feeling one way or the other, but I felt like it was good. And then like
yeah.
last night, later at night, me and Brad, it was like right when the sun was going down, you know, like by the time we made it back,
yeah.
I sat in the yard for about 15 minutes and it was dark.
Yeah.
So right at sunset, me and Bradley went for a little walk and
yeah.
like, I don't know. I did some reflecting on that walk too, and I feel that I did the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm still confident that I did the right thing. If nothing else, I know it opened myself up for opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think something is going to come soon. I just don't know what that
yeah.
is, but
dude,
or what shape or form it comes in. But I just, I want to be available for it.
Yes.
And when you break down your week, man, and like you spend more time at your job than you do at home.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, you're not happy.
Yeah.
And I just felt that I wasn't happy.
Exactly.
And our old boss was more than like receptive to that.
Dude,
like
he knew before even like the day began. You're like, you okay?
Dude,
like,
no, he did. He fucking, yeah. I brought it up to him and I just finally like, and I was nervous as fuck to even talk to him because I felt like I was letting him down.
Yeah.
Because I've bled for that man for so long. And like, and this man knows who he is.
Yep.
But like, I just, man, I don't know. Like,
knew.
He's like, he's been like a father figure to me for a while, you know, like when you grow up without a dad, all these male figures in your life kind of become that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to let him down. And like, I felt like I've done so much for him already, but I just didn't want to fucking crush it.
Yeah.
So when I went up and talked to him and I just explained to him, like, man, I'm just not happy anymore. Yeah. He fucking could see it.
Yeah.
He could tell that there was a shift in me.
Yeah.
And he was just happy that it wasn't the alternative.
Like, absolutely.
It was, you know, like it was just me being unhappy, not me relapsing or me going back. Yeah. And like, and if I'm not happy, there's an inevitable thing that's going to happen. Yeah. I'm going to try to make myself happy in a shit situation.
Yep.
And I don't want that either.
Totally.
So and then on the 14th, I became 21 months fucking clean now. Yep. So like,
that's a big deal.
You know, and that was the day before I split ties with them. And like, I don't know, man, I just, shit's going well. I mean, right now we're still kind of ironing out these details of this.
Dude.
But at the same time, I think I'm going to take just a couple days here to fucking breathe and try to like, look within and then
that's
try to then try to manifest
so
from there.
June 1 is coming up awfully quick. That's 2 years for me for being massage therapy, one year owning the gym. Okay, there really isn't a day that I felt yet where I'm like, fuck,
I fucked up.
No, but like where it's been 100% confident, but I know that I've burned the ships. That I'm not going back.
So
you know what I mean?
It.
Like,
yeah.
I don't regret it by any means.
But no, and then there
it's how it works.
Like, yeah, but there was that too. Like, because I left on great terms and shit like that, so I always know I can go back, which is one of them things where I didn't burn my ships.
Yeah,
but
no,
like,
I mean,
you know,
I know I didn't either. But for myself to say there is no more Plan B.
Yeah.
The ships have been fucking burnt for long enough that I have to figure out a way to keep going. Because I don't want to go back.
No, no.
And that's
what
drives me more than anything is if I, like you said, you weren't happy. Like, I know what that feels like. And we all be there. Like, I worked for this shocking manufacturer. I will never do that again. I will never go back. And you can never say never, right?
Right.
But, like, I will borrow what I need to make this work.
And I even said that too about like when I first left Polaris, I said that I would never go back. But now when we're talking that drastic of a difference in pay, like I was like, well, I guess I won't say never, but I'm going to give myself this period of time to figure it out. And then like at a point, there's going to become a point where like if I don't make it on my own too, then I'm going to have to figure something out and it will benefit both of us. So like even failing.
Yeah.
When you can succeed on your own.
Yeah.
And then when failing still benefits you and your significant other.
Yeah.
Or your wife. Like dude, that's powerful. Like I just figure like, cause right now, man, like obviously we don't have insurance now.
Sure.
Well, we have it till the end of the month.
Yeah.
But like,
do you guys know how to get insurance?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we can fucking definitely. We've looked into it. And
okay,
shit
good.
Like that, but
well, with family, it's kind of a little bit harder. But yeah, like since it's you guys, that works out well. But
yeah,
say if you need help, you know, it's Roseau Social Services.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And, yeah. Like it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but
it's actually easier than you think. I was like, holy shit, how do I figure out insurance? But yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's just kind of like even if I fail. I get us both under Polaris' insurance and shit like that, and I start bringing in more money or more reliable income.
Yeah.
But in the same respect, I want to do this by myself and on my own if I can. Now, then we also spend a lot of time under snow, so I got to figure out something for the winter too.
Yeah.
But I think I'm resilient enough And I've been my whole life. I've been a hustler.
Yeah.
I
think you're gonna have way more doors open to you.
That's what I
than
mean.
You can even believe.
That's what I think. I think I'll be. I mean, I just look down at my shoes, man, and I know I'm gonna land on them every
yes.
time.
And okay, so Jess, she's like two. Here's what I see. I see she's gonna crush it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You obviously will. You have a little bit more of a loose end situation, but
right
like,
now, yes,
it's okay.
I know.
But you have
a
skill set that many don't have. Right.
Uh-huh.
You have your masonry. You have flooring. You have tile. You have gutters. Like you find all the shit that people do not want to do. And they will look at you, and then now you have history.
And
okay?
at the same time, though, I'm not trying to necessarily be a scab against against my own family like the whole tile thing.
Yeah, right.
But like, you know, shit. Like, I mean, it's still there is fucking that is still a revenue stream.
Absolutely.
That I can always tap into, like, do these little loose jobs here and there.
Exactly.
And there's one that I don't know. But then again, at the same time, I know because of that. Like I there's a job coming up that I could do here like this next week, but I don't know. I gotta go look at it.
Sure.
Because I don't like I know how it's supposed to be done and I don't think it's waterproof. And I don't really I don't wanna put my name on anything that's about to fail
exactly.
and mold and
yes.
like fuck this guy's house up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's something I gotta cross when I get to it here this next week. But
yep. But I see for you, like you have all the potential in the world, and I think people who know you and like your past. Now we talk honest, and I'm just gonna speak at the truth, right? So like you have a past.
Oh,
the
for
cool
sure.
Part for you,
I made it through all that,
exactly.
though, motherfucker.
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you have so much behind you, and the cool part is, like you said, 21 months.
21. Yeah.
So the longer you're clean, the longer that Jess is right beside you, the longer that you guys are the power couple in this area, they're going to see that. They're going to trust you. You can just earn that trust back from people who you have burned the bridge. But
right.
you know what? Positive and negative, doesn't matter what it is, feedback travels quick.
Dude, and like,
right?
to be honest, like to where I was at, to be honest, like where I was at, on like the day I put my 2 weeks in, like,
yeah,
dude, I, to be real with you, I could end up working a gas station and be way happier
sure.
than I was. Like
sure.
right now, it's like my pursuit of happiness
yeah.
right now, more than fucking anything else. Like
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I don't want to dread every single fucking day, Monday
yeah.
through Friday, and
yep.
then have 2 days off where
yeah.
I'm actually happy. It got to that point where I didn't care what I did anymore.
Yeah.
And that's where I think I needed to be to quit.
Yeah.
And like, again, it wasn't that I wasn't happy because I hated where I worked.
Yes,
it was just,
right.
I just wasn't happy doing it anymore.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
so,
it had nothing to do with them.
No,
nothing to do with.
I literally just had this conversation with my client today. I said, and he knows it's a, you know, I mean, I don't want it. I can mention his name, but I'm not going to.
Yeah,
right?
No. We try to keep this
right.
anonymous on here for
he's
sure.
He's passionate about his life. He's 75. I'll give you that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll give you the age. He's passionate about his life, but he sees me. I've been working with him for over a year now, and he sees me growing and just loving what we're doing and loving
yeah.
what I do. And I told him, I said, man, life is colorful now. You know, like, I can't imagine going to a job and sitting and seeing black and white all day
Dude.
Because nothing looks good. And then you have 48 hours basically
yeah.
to try to find some kind of fucking meaning for your
yeah.
life. And then you just hate it.
Dude,
and that's all you do. And
that's
what
it
you
was,
do for 40
man.
Fucking years of your life.
No.
Not worth it.
And
not
like
none.
In like my generation, if like, it's a pretty known fact right now, like anybody in their 30s right now, like or early 30s,
yeah.
if you don't, like, the odds of the younger generation ever retiring right now is pretty slim.
Done.
Right? Like,
yeah, you're not going to.
You know, unless
yeah.
you somehow leap bounds,
yes.
like, you're not gonna. So, again, if you don't fucking like what you're doing,
yeah.
man, like, if you can't find some happiness in what you do with
yep.
your week, and you're not, You're not happy.
Exactly.
You might be. It might give you some happiness to see that you supply for your family and shit like that. Yep. But at the end of the day, that doesn't make the male happy. Like that just makes the family happy, and the family unit's only as happy as the provider.
That's exactly it. Dude, and what do you know? And none of it. That's capitalism 101, right? This is what this country was made from.
And bro, and like, you know, I'm like anybody else. You get caught in an Instagram scroll here and there.
Yeah.
When I see these fucking, oh my God, these fuckwits just with dumb fucking money against their fucking head.
Yeah.
I'm like, if this motherfucker can figure this out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whether it's not, like whether it's, like, tangible for, like, over time.
Yeah.
They still manage to find the money to, like, that stack of cash to put to their head.
Right.
And there's women out there right now that have absolutely no, maybe not absolutely none, but, like, they've got no real worth to society, but except for putting themselves on OnlyFans, and they make fucking 6-7 figures.
Yeah.
Brother, if I can't figure this out, like, I will, and I'm going to figure it out.
Exactly.
If for myself and my fucking family. But, like, the biggest thing, it's just, like, that shit just pisses a guy off when I see these numbnuts, like, who have more than me. Like, it's not that I necessarily want more, but I just want to be able to provide and be happy.
Yep.
But these fuckers can figure it out. How the fuck can I, man?
Dude, and it's the highlight reel is all we're seeing, right? You're seeing the highlight reel. But at the same time, it is
there's a comparison. There's going to be struggle with it,
right? For it is a comparison game that everybody falls into.
That's part of manifestation, man.
Exactly. Like, you have to have that mindset to be like, I can fucking do that. Then you can say to yourself, I will do that.
And that's the thing, like, what that's my biggest worry right now is like I'm still trying, I'm looking for a sign somewhere to point me in a direction, because once I know it and I feel it and I know that shit, even though, like, the beginning is rocky, I know that if your mind stays focused on something, it'll come true, man.
Here's the thing, so many people will hear this right now and they're going to be like, man, Cody doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. You know, he's just he's a drug addict who can't fucking get his life together.
Well, here's the truth of
he's quit his job.
Here's the truth of it. Like, at the bare minimum, those who are afraid to take risks will always work for those who did.
Yes.
And it's a fact.
Yes.
That's not even a fucking hunch.
That's not even a conspiracy. That's fucking real.
Fact.
Yeah.
The ones who you work for, guess what they did?
Exactly.
They took that risk.
They did that.
Yeah. And they probably, and like even my old boss said, like, he's failed several times, bro. Like, even if you, like, you just keep at that shit and you just keep that mindset that you're going to succeed.
Yes.
It's going to happen, man.
I'm excited. I've always loved this, right? I've always loved hanging with you. I've always loved doing our podcast and just speaking whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
I'm really excited now. Because this brings a whole new layer to our lives.
Definitely.
This is fucking cool. Like,
and like, I'm more driven than ever to make this. Even like this podcast to make it work.
Yes.
Like, trust me, man. You won't have me miss a fucking episode again.
Yeah.
This is also another possible avenue. Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
we've kept it going because it's just awesome to hang. But now, like, we're actually getting some traction.
I'm kind of going for broke here.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing like whatever I can do, man. And
this is fucking cool. Like, I'm so happy for both of you. And so people, they're not seeing what I'm seeing. But like, Jess is right over there. She's but this is fucking cool shit. Like, I'm excited.
It's our search for happiness, man. And that's
more people need to do. Your ass drops underneath you. Okay, cool.
Right.
Build it up again.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see anybody's story, look up Alex Hormozy, right? Look up his story. How many times has he got $1 million and lost $1 million?
Oh, fuck
The hardest million to make is the first fucking one. That's what I always read. I'm still trying to do that. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm just saying find something that you absolutely.
Well, dude, and like I've seen it happen. Like I my brother-in-law is a huge inspiration for that. Yeah. Like I was with him when it was nothing but a truck and a fucking wheelbarrow, you know. Now they've just bought land to build a fucking like a summer home that's nicer than most people's full homes. Sure. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
like the like he works his fucking ass off yeah. though. Like and, but he made it happen for himself.
Right.
So I've seen what drive can do, and I've seen what dedication can do right before my own eyes.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that took a risk while I wasn't.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I worked for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dude, my own wife, okay? We've been married 16 years this year, okay?
Excuse me.
Yep. So 16 years we've been married. It'll be 2 in June, and like she's finally, I'm not saying she's not supportive, dude. Like she's, if it wasn't for her, I would be dead, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But the other day, she even just brought up like, okay, cool. You know, how many memberships do you have? How's the gym? She asked the question. Man, like she would never do that before because it would be like, well, are we even making any money, right?
Yeah.
Do we even have any money? Are we going to be okay? It takes time.
Oh, for sure.
It's not
man.
Easy. The communication still isn't perfect. But man, she asked the question. And then she's like, well, you know, if we have enough memberships and we might be able to go on a vacation next year. And I'm like, now you're starting to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I will dump the money back into the gym, but eventually the revenue will be spilling over into other areas.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, when someone sees your passion too for something and like, again, like, your brain is a powerful thing, man. You create that reality for yourself. And like, if you can fucking like sometimes like when you're ready for it is when it comes,
dude.
You know, like sometimes like you're not ready for success.
Yeah.
And the universe responds to that.
Yep.
And when you are though, shit'll pick up quick,
man. And you won't even know what to do anymore. Like I see that for you. Like, everything. And Jeff, you guys, man, this is so cool.
Yeah,
so
dude, we're taking a risk, but I think at the end of the day, it's a risk that I don't know. I think it's a risk we can afford right now, and it's a risk that we're gonna go for. And I think like fuck it, man. If not now, when?
Yes, I said that. Yeah. I handed my 2 weeks in at the chalk manufacturer, and I was like. And what really sucked is he took it way personally, right? Like, it sucked because it didn't end well. And I'm like, dude, of all people, you'd think you would understand because he
did the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like and he took it too personal. And
it
whatever,
wasn't like you left to go start your own shock place.
No, like, I wanted to follow my passion.
Sucks. I mean,
so that was unfortunate.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, and still to this day, I'm sure you didn't mean it that way.
Not at all.
Have you guys ever ran into each other since?
No, I haven't seen him. But and I don't care. Like,
no, I know,
it's
but
just,
it's still like
how it
like
works,
anytime,
right?
Anytime, like a fucking like. I mean, it's not like he was a stepping stone because you didn't step over him to do something the same,
right?
But, like, it still was a period of your life that I mean, I don't ever. I'm not trying to create friction in my life, but
exactly.
At the same time, like, if you take it the wrong way, it's not on me. It's
exactly
how you received it.
It's the control. I don't have control on how you perceive
me. Like anger,
doesn't work
even
like
anger, foul attitude.
Yeah.
Like it's like a gift, right? Like, you have the choice if you want to receive that or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So if somebody's mad at me, if I'm not willing to receive it, then then it shouldn't affect me.
That's exactly right. So it didn't, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. We'll see you later, you know, and right? I mean, and not a day goes by where I'm thinking, oh man, I shouldn't.
I wish
that
I would have,
right?
Exactly. There,
Because no, I'm not going. So that's why I figure if BB, if I fail, or hell,
I would go back
to
the heartbeat,
you know,
man, just because of how cool they were. Like,
so
like, let's say that my plan, like, and I'm not shitting you. When I look at players as like my plan Z, man.
Sure.
I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back into a manufacturing plant.
Yeah.
But I know that if like my pride, I can swallow my pride.
Yeah.
For the better good of my family, for my fucking wife, for myself.
Right.
And I can do that in any time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not too
proud. I'll work night shift at
That's
holiday,
what I mean.
Right?
I like, am whatever. Not too proud to make shit work.
Yeah.
and like
clean toilets. What? And I'm not saying clean the toilets.
While you're
is
doing
bad,
that, you can still drive at what you're trying to do and accomplish. Yep. But if it became that point where I'm just hemorrhaging money.
Yes.
And like I'm not too proud to do anything, man.
Right.
Like I'll do anything and I'll be the best fucking at it.
Well, dude, we worked in the wash, okay?
That's
like
what I mean, man.
We
and
did
I made,
that.
I made a fucking big man. I made a fucking life out of that for a little while and shit. And like I don't know, it was just I needed a break from it at very least. And even if I do fail, like I said, I'd be just as happy doing anything, man.
That's
anything.
Okay.
But it's weird that it's just, it seems like manufacturing I am extremely good at. But it's not what I want for myself. So I got to figure out where that translates.
Yep.
And try to
figure that out. So stay tuned, people, because people listening, you're going to get haters. We're going to get haters, right?
I'm about it.
I say
whatever.
We because they're like, these two idiots, they don't know what they're
doing.
But
the biggest thing is people that want out of their situation are the ones that are pissed when they see someone else do it.
Yes.
And I don't hate them for it, man.
No.
Because I was the same way.
Yep.
You know, like, I was a fucking critic of people who decided, like, hey, man, I'm done with this. Like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, and if they didn't have a defined answer for me, I'm sure I've said some shit
right.
in the past. You know what I mean? But
it's natural instinct to say that.
But at the same time, it was probably just, it came from a place of, like, within myself. Like, I was unhappy with my situation. And the fact that I've seen someone going for it.
Yes.
Pissed me off because I didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I for the longest time I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's just now I think me and Jess have some security that we can.
Yeah.
And fuck it, man. Let's go for it. Like, dude, let's try it.
Well,
and like I give myself a date. Like if I'm not bringing in something by then.
Yeah.
And really all I gotta do, like, even to like just for like a livable wage, even if I can just not come home till I clear $200 a day,
sure,
that's a livable wage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Now, granted, I'm still gonna have to put money away for like taxes.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
The IRS is gonna come and knock it.
Yeah,
but either way, man, let's say $300 a month.
Yeah,
like, I mean $300 a day. Like, if that's really not that much money.
Have you ever thought of $275 for 365 days? How much is that in a year?
Well, I don't know that, but
that's
$100,000. There you go. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I can just simply, and like when you break, I started breaking that down on these nights where I was just laying awake at night. And I'm like, that's so fucking doable.
Yes.
I did that when I mean, granted, it was illegal money, but I'm like, I did that before noon when I was at my worst.
Yeah. Dude,
so now that I'm at my best,
275 times 365. Is $100,375.
Right, there you go.
So that's 7 days a week.
Yes,
now that's
obviously.
But I mean, I'm talking, that's how an entrepreneur, that's how a person
who hustles your ass off, you gotta break it down.
You have to think that way.
Yeah, if you're not breaking it down like that, like, but when you break it down like that, it becomes more manageable.
That's
it becomes
exactly
more
it.
Achievable.
Day by day. And
it,
your guy, who's going to fight McGregor,
but Chandler.
Chandler says, because he was on the podcast, for Sella's podcast.
Yep.
I did see that too. Yes. Okay. So brick by boring brick. That's how you build it.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, it is brick by boring fucking brick. And I've said that since then. And man, does shit really turn. Like,
it does, man. It's
you'll do it.
Yeah.
Because there's no other
choice. Day in, day out, fucking as long, like, you know, even if you come up short some days, just start again tomorrow.
Exactly.
And you'll fucking eventually.
Like
you
this.
Go.
It's not, like
yes.
This is 5 years going. We could have given up because nobody was listening.
Well, right, but then also like I was going through my shit.
Yeah.
We have a family. We were both and you were also building a business at the same time with, you know, throughout the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, but we still we're putting them out.
Right.
And now we're actually starting to get a little better than we have been in the recent years.
Yep.
And now I think, like I said, I'm more driven than ever to make something work. I'll throw shitloads of the stuff at a wall, man.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck stays standing on that wall, I'll go with.
Yep.
And like,
that's how it works, dude.
Fuck, man. And like, if I was a little less sensitive, I'm not fucking self-conscious fucker, man. But if I was a little less sensitive, man, I'd start making drum videos. I'd make drum fucking content.
Why not?
At this point, like, not like a lot and when you look at drum influencers too, none of the drum influencers mm-hmm. are the best in the world.
No.
Besides, like there's like,
well, like I guess, Michael Jackson's drummer.
Dude, right. Yeah. But no, like, but even like some people that make a living off drums, they're not even aspiring to be the best in the right. world. They just have to know what they're doing enough to make content.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that's I'm there. I fucking, yeah. I would, if anybody would tune, like if they didn't tune in specifically for my drumming,
yeah,
I feel I've got a personality enough that they would tune in
that's
for.
Exactly.
Because like right now, Slipknot's new drummer, they just hired, his name is Eloy Casagrande.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, my God, yeah. dude, like he, like that, that Estefaro Siberiano, I fucking fuck his name up every time. But that guy used to be who I looked at as like the greatest drummer in the world. Sure. And even this is who he looks up to.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
My God,
yeah.
this guy's unreal.
Yeah.
But no, like they're not the Siberiano guy. He is an influencer to a degree, but like he also has his own band and shit. Sure. That guy could probably just like not say a word on any video and just have people view his drumming.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people that make a living that aren't on that level, you know, and they just still, they can play drums.
Yeah.
Like well enough. And then the, like their content just kind of drives the rest of it.
Right.
But I don't know what the fuck it is, man. I'm meant to do it, but if I wasn't here for a reason, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
And I know that because, like, I've been told this too many times from medical professionals.
Yeah.
like
what the hell?
Like, dude, I don't know who's looking out for you or what you're here to do, but you're here for something. Because, and I just know it wasn't to be what I was doing because I wasn't happy doing it.
Dude, I'm jacked. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be a journey, man. But I swear, every episode, I hope to have an update.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're this much further along. Like we've got a direction now. But hopefully by next episode,
stay
we have
tuned.
Some direction.
I know.
And
well,
then
whatever.
The next episode, we're further in that.
The next
direction.
Episode and could be like the next. Here's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing now. Yeah. We're gonna start this
and then,
show.
And then
we're
maybe
gonna...
4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, I failed at that. We're,
right.
We're, now this is what we're doing.
Or like you and know, I, we'll start this kind of a show.
Yes.
We'll start a show within the show.
Yes,
like, dude, anything's possible.
We're gonna fucking do something here.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to do it. I'm excited for opportunity.
Yeah.
And I know I'm gonna make this shit work. So
yeah.
What time is it?
We're there.
Okay, you got to go pick up food.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a family to feed.
I got to get. My family's like probably starving and hating me right now.
Yeah, all right.
But hell yeah, people, thank you so much. Share the show. Bring it out. And
shit,
we appreciate
fucking
it.
Share. I'll even be backpacking off this one. Now fuck you off, Lewis.
Yeah.
Actually, I've fucking been talking to him more.
Hell yeah. Dude, we'll get Lewis up here. He'll be on the show.
Well, we almost did, man.
Yeah.
I fucking was just a couple of days late. I was going to try to hook him up with a dog.
Sure.
Because him and Callie were looking for a new pit.
Yep.
And then finally when the opportunity came and I was like, I was going to grab the dog and then have him come up. But then they're rescuing another dog.
Okay.
Oh, I had some little dog.
Oh, cool.
Too. Yeah. Oh, dude. This dog is going to be happy as fuck with them. But so it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But anyways,
well,
no.
Never know in the future. You
who knows, man. Who knows? Maybe one day when he's up for my wedding or something.
Right.
But
that
right,
and
man.
Like swag. We got to think of something swag. I think our logo needs some work.
Oh,
and
yeah,
get
and then
something
we can,
cool.
like, make some fucking, some shirts or
right.
some shit.
Something. I mean, just get the word out. Get
dude,
it bigger.
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you, man.
Like, there's even little catchphrases. We could throw a shirt that says, go with that on it. Like, one of your catchphrases and shit, dude. Like, anything, man.
Yep.
Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And ooh. Then even, and if, with Lewis's permission, even getting a shirt that says, fuck you, Lewis.
Fuck you, Lewis. Exactly. I think that's a big one.
That fucker would be a seller, dude. That would be
the cuff, Jed Cobus,
Lewis,
Cody,
they wouldn't even.
Spokes,
they don't even
fuck
know
you, Lewis.
What
I know.
Lewis looks like. They don't know who he is, but they would love that shirt because
exactly.
everyone knows a Lewis.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so. I think we're onto something. See, and that's
I mean,
the type of cool
but
shit.
With that shit, though, we'd have to cut him some fucking proceeds
I
on that, man.
I'm okay with it.
A percentage, at least.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel right.
No,
I wouldn't feel right not
hey, brother,
a little
you're
bit
part of
that.
The content.
Yeah, dude. Brother, like, no, you've never said a word on this podcast.
Exactly.
But no, still, I would
have
to kick him some proceeds
exactly,
on that.
Some Tank Bear shirts or some
Bradley
shirts
dude,
or some
fucking,
shit. I mean,
yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, we can move this on, but for sure. All right, hell people, fucking like and share and have a good day.
Yep. All right. Bye for now.